Marianne's Tan Room has violet and green-based spray tan solutions to suit all skin tones. Marianne can tailor the tan to suit anyone, male or female. All tans set in 2 to 3 hours and can last from 7 to 10 days. Pre-tan and post-tan care given to all clients to get the most out of your spray tan. Located in Mulgrave, southeast Melbourne, follow on socials or contact 0421 552 489. And if you tell Marianne that the post-credit show sent you, your first tan is only $30. Welcome to the post-credits show news of the week. I'm Loosh, that's Lockie. We're your hosts live and in living color on YouTube. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. Lockie, it's time for our favorite subject of the week, news of the week. And let me start with something extremely exciting.
Yes.
Wednesday season 2.
You beat me to it, you sneaky man.
Wednesday season 2. Not only have they added 12 new cast members.
Yep.
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, you son of a
bitch. The original Uncle Fester is back, baby.
Yes, mate. Huge. Now, there's a few not returning as well, I've noticed, but they've just basically removed all of that headline with all these new actors. So you've got you've got Steve Buscemi as well. He's coming in.
Yep.
Thandi Newton, she's obviously massive. Been in more than a show bag. And you've also got the young kid from I See Dead People.
Oh, wow.
With Haley Joel Osment. He's in it as well.
Okay, awesome.
They're just
he's going to play Pugsley, I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Adult Pugsley. Oh, yeah,
but anyway. Christopher Lloyd, they said that he ain't playing Uncle Fester.
No, he's not.
So who's he going to play?
It's a good question. It's a good question. But then again, you had the original Christina Ricci who played Wednesday show up, and she was the main bad guy in series one. Was she a teacher
or something? Yeah. I did watch a few of it.
That's sick.
Yeah, man.
I'm so keen to see what they do with Christopher Lloyd. Big Christopher Lloyd fan.
I know you are. Ready Player One.
Ooh.
You ready for it?
Bring it.
Ready Player Two. Locked in.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg, though, is not going to return to direct.
You mean Steven Spielberg?
Steven Spielberg. But, the sequel's in development at the moment. They're just finalising the script. Spielman Schmielman, he ain't going to return. But you love the first movie. I personally didn't really understand. I understood it, but I didn't really get that into it. But there's a huge fan base for it. So, yes, there's a sequel that's going ahead there.
Exciting.
Wicked, as we've spoken about previously. Yep. They're actually going to release that in two parts.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. I think that's good. Because they get to tell the whole story.
Well, there's no point putting out a two-hour movie for something that's that, like, the storyline's huge. You can't cram it all in. Yep. So, I'm actually really happy with that.
Padding out that whole Wizard of Oz story and that whole Wicked story and really giving people a reason to invest in it, I think it's a smart move.
I agree.
Really, really smart move.
I do agree with that. Absolutely.
Can I talk about some...
Ooh, Money in the Bank,
here
baby.
We go. Peter Jackson is returning,
mate,
to the Lord of the Rings world.
This is a long time coming, my friend.
2026, we have a new Lord of the Rings movie with Peter Jackson at the helm.
And?
That's all we know at the moment.
Ooh.
Peter Jackson is synonymous with the Lord of the Rings. Peter Jackson is the reason why the Lord of the Rings is as good as it is.
I agree.
I can't wait to see him back, but there is more Lord of the Rings news, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Do you want to know what I'm talking about?
You know I know what you want to talk about.
I think our friend here might help.
They stole it from us. They stole the precious.
He's back.
Yes, he's back.
Andy Serkis is returning for a new Lord of the Rings movie called The Hunt for Gollum. Not only is he returning as Gollum, but apparently he's directing.
Oh, smart move.
Yeah.
Mate, The Hunt for Gollum, that was me last weekend. I really cannot wait for that. You know I'm a Lord of the Rings nuffy. I love it. I love everything about it. Keen as beans. Keen as mustard, as they say.
Now, there is some unfortunate Lord of the Rings news.
Oh, what?
Bernard Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, my man.
No.
Big fan of yours. I was really, really sad. Really, really sad to hear that you passed away. 80 years old, though. Had a great career, phenomenal career.
Phenomenal career.
Spectacular actor and
like his contribution to the Lord of Rings zeitgeist is going to go down as one of the more iconic roles. The way he portrayed the king after the whispering from Wormtongue, it was just masterful, and the transformation after Gandalf arrived. Oh, mate, what an actor! What a loss! Really, really sad news. So condolences to the family. And condolences to the Lord of the Rings family as well.
Absolutely.
That was a big loss.
The only actor to be part of two films that won more than 10-plus Oscars.
Yeah, man.
Titanic and Return of the King.
Yeah, spectacular actor.
Now, a film that I don't believe you've seen, Heat.
No.
Did you ever see Heat? Mann directing, 1995, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer.
Yep.
Bank robbing heist film.
Yep.
Second one's now in discussion.
Beautiful.
Which, for me as a fan, I want it. Now, this is one of the best... This is the best bank robbing movie of all time, and I'm always up for that. Austin Butler is rumored to be playing in the lead.
Nice.
Now, he is obviously coming off a career-defining role as Elvis Presley.
He
was also in June Part 2. He's in a couple of other things at the moment.
Sorry. June Part 2.
He was in that.
That was dog Anyway, moving on.
Where was I?
I'm sorry, but June Part 2, June Part 1, like they were... No thanks.
Rubbish. The whole series is rubbish. The
Rebel
first
Moon was better, and I said that.
Oh, shit.
I said that.
Jeff Bridges, baby.
Ayo.
Tron 3.
He's coming back. I can't wait. Tron Ares is going to be one of the most hotly anticipated movies because it's so fascinating. Like, there's this whole fandom of Tron fans who grew up in the 80s, who the 1987, when that came out, like, it really kind of broke people's brains a little bit because it was a type of movie that we'd never seen before. And quite frankly, I don't know that people were ready for it.
Yeah.
But as time went on, it became a bit of a cult classic.
Then all
of a sudden, Disney announced Tron 2, and then people were like, oh, we didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
But then it came out, and Daft Punk did the music for it, and Jeff Bridges returned, and what a banger of a movie.
It was good. I think it was 2011 as well.
What a banger.
So it's a while back.
Now, I remember actually going to Disneyland shortly after that came out.
Wow.
And they made such a big deal out of it that in California Adventure, Disneyland California Adventureland, they used to have nighttime raves.
Oh, wow.
Called Electronica. And it was all Tron themed.
That's cool.
It was freaking amazing. Like, you could buy cocktails at this dance party in cups that glowed in the dark and that flashed in neon lights. And they had, you know that laser man guy who juggles lasers in his hands and does all these... It was just like one of my fondest memories of my trips to the United States back in the early 2010s. And I'm so here for Tron Ares. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Doesn't have a release date at this stage, but I'm guessing it's going to be probably that 2025, 2026 kind of, because it's going to take them a long time to film that. The amount of work that goes into this. I've heard also the budget-wise, it's going to be $250 million plus.
Good.
So they're going to do it right.
Russell Crowe.
I wonder where this was going.
The Pope's Exorcist.
Yes, I saw.
Now, The Pope's Exorcist was amazing.
Yeah, okay.
It was amazing. And your partner and I actually went out on our own little date night because you're a bit of a pussy and you can't handle anything that's got the slightest bit of angst to it. So,
get the nightmares.
Oh, my God. Mate, you are a nightmare. I don't understand how you don't like horror given your life.
My life is a horror film, mate.
But, yeah, look, I can't wait. I think Rusty did so good in the first one.
Okay.
And if we've got an ongoing story that's about to be told there, I am here for it.
Yeah. You did speak about how much you did enjoy that.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
The past.
Hey, so obviously we've got Deadpool Wolverine coming out soon.
Yep.
Hugh Jackman is, I think, one of the hottest properties in the world right now.
Yeah. Fair to say.
Jodie Comer and Hugh Jackman are starring in a brand new reboot of a dark Robin Hood series.
Ho! Wow.
I can't wait.
I'm there. Wow. I've not heard anything about that.
That is all we know.
That is intense, man.
I can't wait. Like, we've had some amazing Robin Hood movies, like Robin Hood Men in Tights with Cary Elwes, where men, women in tights, you know, like that whole Monty Python kind of, that was hilarious, that was funny, that was stupid. And then you had Kevin Costner with Morgan Freeman in
Prince of Thieves, I think it was,
That was a brilliant movie.
It hasn't aged well.
Hasn't it?
I watched it about a month ago.
Oh, man, I remember when it came out, and like this was, I credit that movie for my love of Morgan Freeman.
Oh, hey, that was his big break.
Yeah, to me, that was peak Morgan. That was like, oh, just amazing.
He did that, and then after that, he did Shawshank, I believe. Yeah. So that was when he really kind of came to the light of Hollywood. But yeah, Robin Hood, great story. The last one with Russell Crowe was all right.
It was good.
And then they did that other one with Taron Egerton, which was absolutely, I'm going to say, it was dog shit. So hopefully, they can get this one right. But if you've got Hugh Jackman in the cast, mate, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a peak performance, mate.
With Hugh Jackman in the cast, all I can say is,
can I get a, oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Going over to a horror franchise that I actually do enjoy. Netflix has won the rights for Scooby-Doo. Now that's horror, isn't it?
Oh my God.
So Scooby-Doo is going to get a live action series, which is going to be released on Netflix. Rumors are...
Was this the same one that James Gunn was like, oh, yes, I could do it better?
R-rated and all that kind of jazz. So Netflix have won it. I don't think James Gunn's going to be involved, but you never know. The word is, though, recently they were talking about the cast was going to return. This apparently is a reboot.
Okay, good.
We won't be able to see Sarah Michelle Gellar again in that, you know, sexy little purple outfit. We'll have to, see what happens there.
I just want to say this about James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of like James Gunn.
I love
James Gunn. I've ragged on him a little bit in the past, but I like James Gunn. Mm-hmm. And I think for James Gunn, the one piece of advice that me as a fan that I would give him, don't go and around with anything else that's not DC. Focus on making DC good.
Stay in your lane, baby.
Please, brother.
Yeah.
Do not go and play around with other properties. Do what Kevin Feige is doing and focus your energy on what you know.
Yeah.
Do it and do it well.
I agree.
That's my words of wisdom to you, Mr. Gunn.
There you go, Mr. Gunn.
We love you.
We do love you. This is a favorite of yours, Sausage Party.
Why is it a favorite of mine, you absolute plonk? You flea.
Sausage Party 2 is now in development. It's going to be a series as well. Yeah, Money in the Bank right there, baby.
Seth Rogen is an absolute comedic genius.
That film was brutal, man. Like, I loved it,
loved
though. So that's going to be, that's in development now. So hopefully we can see that next year. Were you ever a fan of Pitch Perfect?
No.
Nah, all right. They're making a fourth. Same cast, all returning. Doesn't excite me at all. I think the first one was all right. The last two were dog shit. You know how much I love Sony. These mother beepers, these guys didn't learn from, they clearly didn't watch Lockie Loses It. They are now in development for another Men in Black movie.
Oh, God. Who are they going to try to bring in to save it this time?
God knows. But.
Can I just say, I loved watching you throw your book across the room.
Well, mate, if they keep producing this rubbish, it's going to be happening a lot more.
We might end up with Lockie losing it once a month.
Oh, I've got some actual. I've actually got something nice to say about Sony. Uh-oh. I just remembered. But they're doing Men in Black. You shouldn't be doing it. Learn, move on. In a positive, even though it's a negative, for me it's a positive. They're not going to make Venom 4. What can I say except you're welcome? So Venom 3, The Last Dance, is going to be the final Venom film.
Good.
Thank God, Disney, get in there, get those rights back, and make this work. Because, mate, after the second one, I got no confidence in the third whatsoever.
See, the problem is, though, I just can't see Disney getting it back off Marvel because Sony. Yeah. I just can't see them giving it up.
I know, but
I really can't.
Wishful thinking, my friend. But yeah, they're going to make a third, and they said this is the end of the Venom. So
good.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's great. Michelle Yeoh.
Amazing.
I adore Michelle Yeoh so much.
I
think she is one of the most underrated and most talented actors in Hollywood right now.
Yes.
And to see her being cast as the main star for Blade Runner 2099.
Oh, they're doing another Blade Runner.
Yeah, brother.
Wow. Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Wow. She's good.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yep.
Was a masterpiece. It was an absolute masterpiece. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. It is an absolute masterpiece. It's got, what's his name? The guy who played Ouroboros in Loki. Him and Michelle, yeah, they're just absolutely spectacular movie. Honestly, go and watch it. What's but Michelle movie? Yao is amazing. Mate, I'm so happy to see her getting the credit and the credos that she deserves.
Well, she's been a favorite of mine since 97. She's actually in Tomorrow Never Dies, which is one of the James Bond movies.
Her and Meng Na Wen are my two favorite actors at the moment. Like, I'm just big fans, big fans. The Boys. Next season coming up
at five?
In a minute. I can't remember. Four, I think. Maybe even three. I don't know. Well, there's so much blood and so much crap that goes on in it. I absolutely love every single bit of it. I don't even care about the numbers. I just want to see more of it.
Yep.
But unfortunately, in the process of the post-production and putting together the final cut, there was some sad news.
Oh.
Chance Perdomo from Gen V, which is kind of like a tangent connected series that was connected to the universe, died in a motorbike accident, which is so sad.
Oh, I heard about that.
He was incredible in the show. He was such a brilliant actor.
That's a shame.
Really, really sad news. That means that season two of Gen V has been postponed indefinitely.
Makes sense. That's a shame.
Yeah, really, really talented actor. Really, really sad news.
Yeah. Roadhouse.
Yep.
Amazon, you've seen it. We watched it together.
Loved it. Thought it was really good.
Number two, bang, green lit. In there, start filming. Amazon has also given the green light for a Tomb Raider series.
I've heard about that. I can't wait for that. It's going to be really, really, really hard to compare that to what we've already got.
I actually think, though, it being a series works.
Yeah, I think it does too.
The storyline, obviously the video game, it always had that potential to be, you know, of length.
I think that that's what they should have done with Uncharted.
That's a bloody good share.
I think that's what they should have done with Uncharted.
That is a good share.
Because is absolute, it's bollocks.
Yeah.
I hate it. But it could have been so much better because you could have expanded on the storyline and really created something that people invested in. I think that's a great move. Fallout do it. One Piece do it. We've seen so many great new series coming out based on other content, be it an anime, be it games.
Yep.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm pumped, man. I'm a huge fan as well. And I'm going to finish on a bit of Zac Efron news, which I think might work. I don't know. But there's apparently a new High School Musical film coming out.
Yeah.
And Zacky Boy is rumored to be returning.
I did hear about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either.
I don't know how I feel about that because I think Zac Efron did his time. Like, man, he's so much better than that now.
2008 was the last one.
He's so much better than that now. And going back to that, I feel like, I'm not sure how I feel about it.
They made the TV series on Disney Plus, which I don't believe Vanessa Hudgens, I don't think, returned. No. I don't think Zac definitely didn't return.
Definitely not.
So if this movie does get made, I think it actually might be him maybe... As a small role, there might be an appearance. I don't suggest.
If it's a cameo, great.
I think that's what we're going to see. I don't believe he's going to be the star at 35, 36 years of age of a film called High School Musical.
Maybe he comes back as the singing teacher, but even then, like.
Yeah.
Man, I just feel like he's done his time in that universe.
No, I agree.
And I think that there is so much more left for him to do in Hollywood.
Yep.
Bro, leave that and just. Mm. Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, ooh. I hope that his agent's in his ear going, hey, maybe not.
Hey,
but then again, maybe the money's good.
If he needs it.
I don't know that he does, especially if he's negotiating with Marvel.
I hope he gets that, man.
Me too.
We're rooting for you, Zach. Obviously, I don't know if you know, he was actually living in Australia for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him.
Good
we're
dude.
Huge fans. We really root for you, mate.
Have you seen his latest movie, Ricky Stenicki?
No.
Oh my God, it is the most hilarious thing I've seen.
Yeah.
It is stupid. It is dumb. Yeah. It is moronic. It is absolutely pathetic in every way.
And it's amazing.
John Cena is in it. And it is freaking hilarious.
How'd you know John Cena?
I don't know. I saw his name on the front of it.
Was that the one where he... Because they filmed that in Australia.
They filmed it in Australia. They filmed it here in Melbourne. That's right, and
it was filmed wearing like a mini skirt kind of...
When you see why, oh, mate, just such an incredibly funny, like I said, funny because it is so freaking stupid.
I love that.
I love that kind of stuff.
We need to watch The Iron Claw, I believe.
I think so, too.
I think it's time. We've put it off for too long. So. But, Zach, I love you. Loosh loves you. We're rooting for you, yeah, mate. Huge fans. If you ever see this video, please reach out. We'd love to... I'd love to get him on the show, mate.
Mate, I'd love to sink a few brewskis with
him. I would love to have a beer with Zac Efron.
Speaking of my second favorite studio head.
Yeah.
James Gunn.
Oh, what's he done now?
He has released a first look at David Corensweet's Superman.
Okay.
And I'm going to flash this in front of you.
Yeah.
We're going to show everybody else as well.
Yeah. Mate. You're putting your shoes on. There's a battle going on in the background. What's going on?
You know,
no sense of urgency right there, mate.
There's a lot that people are saying about this photo.
Yeah.
That is worrying me about the DC universe.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to show me a first look at Superman, I want an iconic Superman pose.
Yeah.
I want an iconic Superman moment. This is the first time Corensweet has been seen in this role, and that's what they released. And I think that was such a bad decision.
That's terrible. Him putting a shoe on.
I would have actually been okay with them not showing any pictures of him, even in the trailer, until the movie drops.
So you get it right. That's rushed. That's rubbish. Sorry.
So look, I'm tentatively excited. Yeah. I really like I everything in my soul wants the DC cinematic universe
to get it right.
To rival Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm a Batman fan from way back. I grew up a DC fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I love DC and I want them to do it right. I want it so goddamn bad.
Mm.
I'm nervous because no one's been able to do it yet. The last person who did it well was freaking Tim Burton in the 90s.
Well, Christopher Nolan did a pretty good job.
The DC cinematic universe. True. That was a standalone story, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
And like Robert Pattinson's Batman is also really great. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a long movie.
I've seen it.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you could focus on more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was I loved the Batman.
I think I was one of the reluctant few. I was like, oh, Robert Pattinson.
Nah,
mate, he's gonna be like a sparkly vampire Batman. But I loved it.
Matt Reeves did a very, very good job directing.
I can't wait for the second one. But I just don't. I'm nervous about the DC universe. I'm nervous about what James is doing.
Yeah.
James, if you hear this ever down the track, I don't hate you. In fact, I'm rooting for you, man. Please do this right.
Yeah, yeah, please.
As a fan, do this right. Before we go, last big one.
What are you finishing up on?
You want to go to Vegas?
Yeah, why?
April 19th and 20th. 2025, Allegiant Stadium.
Yep.
WrestleMania 41, baby.
Boom, boom,
41.
Boom. Let's go.
Rumors already swirling that we might actually finally get Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, versus The Rock.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. Just... find a new angle. No.
Everyone wanted to see it. Everyone wants to see it. It will be the biggest. WrestleMania this year is still to this day widely regarded as one of the biggest entertainment events in popular culture history.
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
It broke every record for social media engagement.
You say, I remember you.
Every single record for social media engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave a finish to a story that the fans have been begging and aching for 2 years. It was brilliant storytelling. We are balls deep in the Paul Levesque era, the Triple H era in WWE. And I cannot wait. And I'm going to it.
What's the ticket worth?
thousands of dollars. Like if you like those ringside seats, I think from memory, those ringside seats, yeah, like the ones where you see the people in the
front, yeah,
they were like $10,000 US.
Jesus Christ!
But mate, I'm calling you up, Hunter. I want media passes.
I want one too.
No, don't worry about him. I'll take his missus instead.
Oh yeah, I'll just go to the slots at Caesars, mate. I'm happy with that.
But hey,
Great news, man. There is some good things coming, man.
There's some great things coming, and there's so much more that we haven't covered, man.
There is.
But we wanted to keep it short and sharp, 25 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. I've been Loosh. That's been Lockie. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you want to hear our voices. We love keeping you company while you're driving to work or when you've got your dual screen on your computer listening to us, and we know what you're doing on the other screen. Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to your mum for me.
Bye-bye.